하루에 세 번. 하루에 그 시간. So happy to see. Hare Krishna.
A little, yes, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept my humble obeisances to Srila Prabhupada.
So, Maharaj, please go ahead.
Yes. Oh, Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chanti Yamuna Tiravana Chanti Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chani Yamuna Tiravana Chani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Niradha Madhav ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai.
Jai.
Krishna Balaram ki jai.
Jai.
Vriraj Dhan ki jai. Srila
Prabhupada ki jai.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयामुदीरये नाष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मुखं करोति वाचाल मङ्गलं नयति गिरियत्कृपास्तं मङ्गलं श्रीगुरुनुतान श्रीपरमानन्द माधव हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
Welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for giving this opportunity.
非常感谢大家，给我这个机会来给大家讲述 Vrindavan Leela.
So we are in Vrindavan Leela.
我们现在正讲到 Vrindavan 逍遥。
So last time we are.How Lord Balaram and Krishna Balaram, how they kill the Hiranyakasura.
上一次我们讲到Krishna 和 Balaram 怎么样杀死这个 Hiranyakasura 这个驴魔。
And how they released that forest which was occupied by that demon.
然后他们如何就是把这个原本由这些驴魔的这个家族们所占据的这个森林里把它就是再解放出来。
And we discuss how that the demons are the mentality, how they have selfish, how they have the greedy and the hate. So,That mentality is not good for the devotees in devotional service.
上一次我们也谈到了这些驴魔Hiranyakasura的这种邪恶的心态，他们是那么的自私，那么的贪婪，那么的充满的这种愤怒仇恨，那这样的这种品质非常的不利于一个人这个的过灵性生活，所以我们必须要把这些邪恶的品质给去除掉。
So this is the Krishna Balaram, how they appear and how if they will appear in our mind. So in our mind, the demon was sitting, all the demons they will go away.
所以我们要把Krishna 跟 Balaram 邀请到我们的心中，当 Krishna Balaram 出现在我们的心中的时候，所有我们内在那些要不得的这种品质，好，那些自私贪婪嗔恨的这些品质就会消失了。
So it is notWe have to select which demon will not come in our mind. So only when the Krishna Balaram will come in our mind, so automatically the demon will go away.
我们没有办法去选择哪一种可怕的恶劣的品质，就像哪一种魔鬼会来到我们的心中，这是我们没有办法去选择的。但是我们应该要做的是迎接 Krishna 和 Balaram 来到我们的心中，只要 Krishna Balaram 来到我们的心中的时候，那么所有的这些邪恶的品质就会一扫而空。
So only things we have to take
take the Krishna
consciousness, take the in think of Krishna Balaram, take the Krishna in our mind. When Krishna Balaram, they will come in our heart, come in our mind. So automatic the demand will they will go away.
所以我们唯一能够做的就是保持这种纯粹的 Krishna 知觉 意识。 当我们总是想着 Krishna， 心中总是有 Krishna， 那么所有的这些恶魔、这些邪恶的这种品质，它就无所遁形。So
Krishna Balaram released that place because all the coward boys and everyone wants to that the fruits they want to eat. So now he completely free from that demons position. So now everyone can go that place. So they free from that place, from that demon.
所以这个 Krishna Balaram 就把这个 驴魔 Denukasura 把他杀死了，所以这个地方。 就再也没有这些邪恶的这些恶魔在这里，就是捣蛋，所以这些牧牛童们他们就可以欢快自由的在那边采集那些他们渴望的这些水果。So
one by one, one after one, Krishna killed these demons because these occupied in Vrindavan, so these were. We kill our anarthas, which is coming in our spiritual path.
So Krishna 在 Vrindavan 一个一个的逐一的铲除这些恶魔，这就很像是在我们的心田，我们有这么多的就是邪恶的品质，也必须要逐一的把它就是去除干净。
So this way, so we can kill our anarthas, and then the place will occupy the Lord. That means in our heart, by occupied Lord.
我们把这些邪恶的品质逐一的去除干净之后，我们才有办法准备好。 来迎接至尊主来到我们的心中。So
then after that, the Krishna Balaram returned to, because they are all are happy, and they didn't took any fruits because the fruits was contaminated by their blood, the demon's blood. So they don't take any fruits, and they left that forest. And usually they come to, because it was time to come to house in the evening. So all the coward boys and Krishna Balaram both, they all are happy. Because this is the daily lila, daily pastimes.
Maharaj, you say they don't take the fruit from the forest because the fruit are contaminated.
By blood, yes. By their, the demon.
Yeah, by the Denukasura.
Blood of Denukasura, no?
Okay. 那就是这些驴魔被杀死之后， Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们也不想待在这个森林里了，因为铲除之后，那些到处都是沾满了这些恶魔的血腥，所以有。 这个果子被污染了，所以他们也不想吃那里的果子，他们就回家，这是他们每天所从事的这种逍遥时光。So
Sukadeva Goswami was narrating beautifully how Krishna Balaram and all the coward boys, they are so happy and they are narrating the glories of Krishna Balaram, and they are entering the village of Vrindavan.
那，在 Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们从事完这个 Sasadenukasura 的这个逍遥之后，Sukadev Goswami 对于Krishna 和 Balaram 他们在 Vrindavan 的森林回途的时候，就是有非常非常美丽的描述。
So he mentioned how Tamgo Rajam Churita Kuntala Vadha Varhar Vanya Pasun Ruchira Ikshanam Charuhasam. So how he Venu Gananta Manugairu Upagita Kirti Gopyam Didrukhita Drusham Avay Gana Sammetaha. So how when they are returning, how their village in the way, how the dust, when they're all are coming because so many cows, the cowherd boys, when the dust coming and falling Krishna's face and the body, it looks very beautiful. So Krishna, so Sukadeva Goswami describing how he himself is very beautiful. And when this dust also falling in Krishna's face and the body, Krishna become more beautiful. And and on top of that, Krishna also playing the flutes. When they're coming to near the village, the now all the gopis, they are waiting. When they will come to their village, they can see the form of the beautiful form of Krishna and Balaram.
Maharaj, which verse are you talking to? Talking about?
It is 42.
42, huh? Okay, 42, yes. 那这个是圣莲波迦瓦第十圣莲波迦瓦坛第十篇第十五章的第四十二节诗，这边有 Sukadev Goswami 在描述就是在Krishna Balaram要回家的路上，他们描述 Krishna 的这个，他这个美丽的这种容颜，这种形象。那，But Maharaj, you talk a lot, and then I'm looking for the verse. Then, so I just read the verse. It's okay.
Yes.
And I'm afraid I will miss something. 那主 Krishna 的头发上沾满乳牛扬起的尘土，点缀着一根孔雀羽毛和森林的鲜花。至尊主迷人地环顾四周，美丽地微笑着，在他同伴歌唱着他的荣耀时，吹奏着笛子。牧牛女们集体前来看他，他们的眼睛极渴望看到他。Yes, Maharaj, I just read a verse. Yeah.
Yes, and how, because in the second verse, that also 43 verses mentioned how Pitwa Mukunda Mukasaraga Makhi Vrungi, how they are drinking the nectar, the eyes, how they, like their eyes like the beetle, the beetle bees, no? Beetle. The, and how they like the beetle, no? Beetle, how he drinks the rust, the juice in flower, no? And the beetle sit in flower and take the juice, the madhu, so the honey. So that compared how to go, they are so much eager to see the form of Krishna. And their eyes are like the beetle, and they're drinking the form. They're not seeing, they're drinking. Pitwa Mukunda. Pitwa means next verse, 43 verse. No? Pitwa Mukunda Mukhasara Makhi Vrungi. So they're drinking by their eyes the form of a god.
那这些文达文的牧牛姑娘们，她们看着 Krishna， 就是美丽的脸庞。他们这些 Vrindavan 的女士们，他们就像他们的眼睛就像是蜜蜂一样，他们在喝饮，就是 Krishna 美丽的脸庞，就是有如这个花蜜般一样的，就是甜美的脸庞，他们是畅饮着 Krishna 的甜美的容颜。
So you can imagine how the beetle, you know, beetle, the Brahmar, the beetle, how the beetle was going, and generally beetle go to flower, take the juice.
我们都知道这个蜜蜂呢，它就会就是在百花丛中就是穿梭，就是想要吸引那个花蜜。
So, this is the many our Acharya Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they compare how the beetle, they compare to the mind of our.
You say who compare? Sukadev Goswami?
Sanatana Rupa Goswami.
Rupa, okay. Rupa Goswami 也讲到说其实我们的心意很像是蜜蜂。
So he says one prayer, Krishna, please make my mind like beetle. And if my mind become beetle, then the beetle like to go to flower. So your lotus feet flower. If my mind will become beetle, then my mind will go to direct in your lotus feet, lotus flower. So the beetle always attracted by the flower. So it immediately it will attract. So please make my mind beetle.
Rupa Goswami 写的一首这样的祈祷文，他祈求 Krishna 让他的心意能够像蜜蜂一样，因为蜜蜂一看到这个就是花蜜，它就会扑涌过去，就是畅饮这个花蜜。所以Rupa Goswami 祈求他的心意能够像蜜蜂一样，那么急切的去采集 Krishna， 就是有如这个花朵般的这个。就是莲花般的这个莲花族上的这个花蜜。
So, he is saying, Manamanas Madhukara Nirpayani Japada Pankaji Makarande Krishna De Bhavavantam Bande. This is the famous prayer by Rupa Goswami. He says, if my mind become beetle and if beetle will go to your lotus feet and take the honey, take the rust, and this way my mind will never extract, distract in from your lotus feet.
Rupa Goswami 祈求着，我请求您让我的心就像那蜜蜂吧，蜜蜂直扑那个花朵中的花蜜，也请让我的心就像那蜜蜂，可以直接扑向您的莲花族，畅饮您莲花族的，就是那样的甘露。那样的蜂蜜，如此我的心就不会再让所有其他的物质的事物所吸引了。
And you can see how the beetle was so much excited when they go to the flower and the lotus flower. And you know, beetle can make hole in wood. They can make a hole in strong wood. But when they go to the flower and take the juice, so they are so intoxicated by that. So they sometimes they forget in lotus flower juice because so intoxicated by that. So sometimes they forget and and the lotus flower flows, because daytime lotus flower open and night time slowly, slowly flow. And sometimes beetles remain inside there and they die and they cannot come out.
这个蜜蜂呢，当它被这个莲花的花蜜所吸引的时候，它是那么的狂喜，那么的陶醉，以至于它忘了所有的一切。它就是就是欢快的，就是吸引这个畅饮这个莲花的花蜜，以至于它忘乎所以，甚至于白天都已经过了，进入了黑夜。那莲花白天的时候是张开的，夜晚的时候它是收合的，所以蜜蜂就被就关在这个莲花的瓣中。那我们知道蜜蜂其实它是其实它们是很强壮的，它们甚至于可以在木头中可以挖洞，可以做这个蜂巢什么的，但是当他被这个莲花的花蜜所吸引的时候，他却就是进入了全然的陶醉忘我的状态。
So, it is the, that's why Guru Goswami praying to the God, he was saying, oh Krishna, please make my mind like that, like beetle, so it can easily can go to your lotus feet. So this is the prayer for us. Please, Krishna, make our mind like a beetle, so it naturally go to Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, and to not go to other things, the material enjoyment, material sense gratification, which is very bad and impediment.
Impediment.
Yeah, obstacle. Great obstacle, no? Material things.
Oh, I see. Yeah, impediment. Okay. 那 Rupa Goswami, 所以他祈求着他的心能够像那蜜蜂一样，那么热切的，那么自然的，直接就奔向这个 Krishna 的这个有如花蜜般的莲花组一样的，就是直接的进入，就是被 Krishna 的莲花组所吸引，如此就再也不会再去经历这个物质的生存中所有的这些虚幻的这些充满了短暂的痛苦的，充满了种种的挫折苦难的这个存在，再也不会被这些所有的这些障碍所吸引，所迷惑。
So this way, so Sukadeva Goswami mentioned here, so the Brajavasis, their eyes is like that. They are so much eager to see the Krishna, the form, and they are waiting their house, their place, when Krishna will come, Krishna Balaram will come.
这些 Vajravasi 呢，他们是那么的急切的想要见到 Krishna 的形象。 Maharaj 刚才说，就像那个蜜蜂很想渴望的进入的这个莲花的花蜜中一样的渴望 Krishna 一样，想要看到 Krishna 的容颜形象，他的逍遥时光。
So they are, when they saw the Krishna Balaram, and they are so much satisfied, like is compared to like beetle, how they satisfy when go to the flower. So they also, eyes also go to Krishna. As soon as they saw Krishna, so they satisfy, their heart satisfy, they become fully satisfied.
所以当这些 Vajravasi 见到 Krishna 的时候，他们的心完美的感觉到满足平静了。因为就像那个蜜蜂，它那么渴望的，就是当蜜蜂就是采集到花蜜的时候，它是全然的满足，那么渴望那个莲花的花蜜一样，这些 Vajravasi 文达文的居民们，他们也是那么的 急切的想要看到 Krishna 的容颜。
So this way they went to their house and how the mother Yashoda and Rohini how they take care of their male son in Sukadeva Goswami says in Bhagavatam.
那 Sukadeva Goswami 接着又描述他们回到家的时候 Yashoda 妈妈跟 Rohini 妈妈怎么样来对待他这两个孩子 Krishna 和 Balaram.
So again then he the Sukadeva Goswami started another pastimes in 47 verse.एवं स भगवान कृष्ण वृंदावन चर क्वचि ययो राम मृते राजन कालिंदी सिखिभिर् वृतः इन 47 वर्स ही स्टार्टेड अनदर पास्ट टाइम्स हाउ द कृष्ण विदाउट बलराम कृष्ण एंड ऑल द कावर्ड बॉयज दे आर गोइंग टू द नियर यमुना the shore of Yamuna Tat. So how that day Krishna Balaram didn't went. Balaram was not with them.
嗯，然后在第47节诗的时候，就进入了下一个逍遥时光。那这次呢 ，Krishna 和他的牧牛棚朋友们，他们一起来到了扎穆纳河畔。这一次。Balaram 没有跟着他们一起去。
So, and this is the Krishna because they knows, Krishna knows if Balaram will be there. So this is the first time because they are going to Krishna go another demon. He will free from the Yamuna water because we know the great the serpent the Kaliya was living.That place in Kaliyata, in the place one of the in Yamuna River.
这次呢 ，Krishna 他是想要就是铲除在这个扎穆纳河，扎穆纳河这边的有一个湖里面的这个一只毒蛇，想要铲除它，所以他来到了这里是有他的目的的。
So, although the father, Baba, Mama, they stop them, don't go to that place because many times Balaram don't want to take Krishna to that place. And say that day Balaram was not there. So Krishna saw this is a good opportunity. The young elder brother is not there. So go to that place. And although they forbidden to them that place, don't go that place because that place was very dangerous where the Kaliya was living.And that place around all because there's so much the poison and that the place was the surrounding all the no trees there all the tree was dried up even bars if some bars go over the that lake they also die there's so much poisonous that place
这个扎穆纳河的河畔那边扎穆纳河那边有一个卡利亚就是呆的一个就是湖那这只蛇卡利亚是非常非常的毒的那它这个方圆几英里的地方其实就是非常可怕就是连树都干枯了然后连飞鸟飞过那个地方的上空也会掉落就是被毒死就是摔落下来那因此这个Krishna 的爸爸和妈妈们都就是劝告说不要去这个地方到这个扎穆纳河的这个地方有卡利亚蛇在的地方非常危险太危险了然后Balaram 呢也不允许就是他的弟弟 Krishna 去那个地方但是就在这一天刚好 Balaram 不在所以 Krishna 就趁他哥哥不在的时候他就是逮到一个机会就来到了这个地方
So that day was they went to that area and they are all the cowherd boys they have become thirsty because so much sun and due to the sun heat so they feel the thirsty so they When become they are thirsty, they forget everything. We know that when you are thirsty, you can. So although they all the parents, they forbidden them, don't go that place and don't drink that water. And because previously many cows, many people, they drank that water and they died. So they, although they know, but Sukadeva Goswami says, because they are so much, they feel thirsty, and they went and immediately they drank the water.
那 Sukadeva Goswami 他接着讲述到，就是当时的艳阳高照，炎炎的夏日的这种热气，使得这些乳牛跟牧牛童们都感到极度的痛苦，极度的口渴，所以他们尽管就是之前就是他们的父母都已经警告过他们，禁止他们来到这个地方，更告诉他们说绝对不能去喝那里的水，因为已经有之前的例子，就是母牛乳牛来到这个地方喝了这个水都死了，所以就是强烈的警告他们绝对不能做这件事。但是由于那个时候他们实在是太难受了，太口渴了，所以他们就喝了贾穆纳的河水。
So, Sukadeva Goswami narrates, Visa ambasat upaspurshya daiva upahata chetasa nepetuhu vyasabaha sarve salila ante guru udaha vikyam tan vai tathabhutan krishna yoga isvara isvaram ikshaya amrita varshaya sonathan sambhivana sanjivyat. So he says how as soon as they drank that water, they all died.
结果他们 一碰到这些有毒的河水，他们立刻就昏死了过去。
So they all fell down that place, and Krishna saw all the covered by the cows, they all fell down.
然后 Krishna 看到所有的这些乳牛，还有这个牧牛童们，他们都昏倒在水边。
So, and he says, Vikyam Tanve, Tatha Bhutan Krishna Jogeshwari Swaraha, Ikhyaya Mritavarsmiya. So because he is Yogeshwar, he is the Iswaras Iswar, he is the controller of controllers, he is the supreme controller, and he has the control, he has the power, and immediately when he just saw them, he just looked them, and the eyes, if he look upon just putting his eyes upon the cowherd and the cows, immediately they become life.
就在这个时候，尽管他们都昏倒在水边，可是 Krishna 在这节诗中讲到他是神秘力量的主人，他是所有的一切的控制者的控制者所以他在这个时候 Krishna 他只是用他的目光扫视他们立刻他们就恢复了他们的生命。
So Amrita Varsaya, it is means Krishna's eyes has nectar, and that was like running, the showering the nectar. When he put the nectar upon them, all the cowherd boys, the cows, they become life, they become alive.
所以这边有 Maharaj 讲到有一个梵文词叫 Amrita Varsinya, 就是有如甘露雨般的 Krishna 的扫视。其实就像那甘露就像那甘露雨瞬间就让他就是他们就是的生命就恢复了他们的生命力。
So all the cowherd boys, they got up from the water and they come and they realize, oh, we are all fallen, we all died. So but Krishna, because he is the supreme, so how they Krishna was save us, so they realize, and they each other, they look each other, they saw the Krishna's And they are so much happy.
那这些牧牛童们，还有乳牛，他们就在 Krishna 有如甘露一般的目光的扫视之后，他们的生命完全恢复了，就是他们的生机，然后他们就站起来，他们彼此都非常的震惊的对望着。So
the Krishna was already made the plan to take out this Kaliya from here and throw outside of Braj, send them outside, completely outside. So he was already planned. So Parikita Maharaj asked the question, so how this Kaliya, how they came to here in Yamuna and that he was living in that, the Yamuna water, how it is? So he want to, and when it he came and remained there,
那这是 Krishna 的计划，他本来就想要把这个卡利亚蛇，就是铲除、赶出这个 Vrindavan 这个区域。那这个 Parikshit 王，他很想知道卡利亚蛇是如何，为什么他会来到 Jamuna 河畔的这个地方呢？所以他就问了一个这样的问题。
So here, Parikshit Maharaj was inquiring how, because Krishna, whatever Krishna's activity there is, Lila, is not bound by any karma.
Krishna 所从事的任何的活动都是 Lila, 都是他的逍遥时光, 他完全不受制于业报法则的控制。
Sometimes people, they ask, Krishna also devotees, they are also suffering. It looks like suffering, they are going to big trouble.
有些时候，奉献者看起来会像是他在遭受着很大的苦难，好像是惹上了很大的痛苦麻烦似的。
So it is not like ordinary living entities. They are suffering their pious, their previous activities, the karma.
You say the devotee, right?
The karmi, the jivas, no?
Yeah.
Their previous activities, by their previous activities.
Oh. 那一般的人呢? 他们之所以受苦，有那么多的痛苦呢，是由于之前他们所从事的罪恶活动的反应，才会招致自己面临这么多的就是痛苦的事情。
So Krishna is not bound by this Krishna because he is Vayam Brahman Bhagavan Stasya Bhumnam Swachanda Vartina because he himself move, he himself can go, himself he do, not by karmic activity.
但是我们要很清楚地知道, Krishna 所从事的活动跟一般的世俗的人是截然不同的，他完全不受制于任何的业报法则，他所从事的任何活动都是根据他的至尊超然的意愿，完全不受控于物质的法则。
It means he is completely free from these things, the time, circumstance. He is completely free from all the awe and reverence, no? Everything, because he is the Swaraj.
因为 Krishna 是所有的一切的这个全源，一切都是来自于他，他是全然的、独立的，所有的一切。 都是在他的掌控之中，他完全免除不受任何时间条件的那种控制影响，他完全是独立的、独立自主的。
If you don't have proper understanding, sometimes we feel, they are also suffering, the devotee also suffering. No, the devotees, the pure devotees, they are not suffering. Like Krishna, Balaram, the Pandava, they are not suffering. They are just participating in the leelas, the pastimes.
有些时候我们会看到一些纯粹的奉献者，他们好像也像一般人一样在受着各种的苦难、折磨。可是事实上，比方说像潘达巴文兄弟他们，我们看到这些所发生的这一连串的这些痛苦折磨加诸在他们身上。可是事实上，我们不应该用世俗的角度来看待他们所承受的这些苦难。 因为他们其实只是进入了Krishna的这个一个安排，进入了Krishna的逍遥时光中，所以他们不能够以世俗的业报的角度来衡量他们遭受的一切。So
this the so that's why the Parikita Maharaj said this the verse how. The Krishna is so self because he is a Swaraj, and he if they someone listen his the supreme activities, so we can also free from our the difficulty, the free from our reaction of karmic.
那 Sukadev Goswami， 他也有讲到，就是说，我们仅仅只是聆听 Krishna 的所从事的这些逍遥时光，我们就可以让自己可以从物质的这种业报的捆绑中解脱出来。
Sukadev Goswami started how that Kaliya was staying one place in Yamuna River, so how he was making that place so much poisonous, so even the bird cannot. If some bird ever fly over that the pond, that lake, they also die. So that much.
所以，苏卡德 Goswami 他就在描述这个卡利亚住的这个地方呢，事实上。 很可怕的是，它那种剧烈的毒液使那个河水，整个都是变得非常非常的毒，而且非常的就是滚烫，就是非常的那个热度非常的强烈，以至于这样的这种形成的这种毒性，形成的这种有毒的这种水蒸气，都是非常非常的毒性都非常的强，以至于飞过那个上空的。 那些飞鸟，它们都会就瞬间就被毒死，然后就掉到这个湖里。So
so this is the lesson how if someone become like that, and Sukadeva Goswami it is mentioned how he was such a he was staying and he was doing such a that the poison. Even the surrounding, all the tree, the plants, they all become dead.
Sukadev Goswami, 他也说，这个毒性，这个湖里湖中的这个毒蛇排出的毒液是那么的毒，以至于连就是周遭的这些树木，这些生物体，哪怕只是接触到那个有毒的这种微风，都会死在那里。
And he was staying inside that water. He made their colony, his colony inside. And he was staying with his family, the wife, children. They're staying with them.
Their children.
Their wife, children. They made inside the colony. Houses made there inside the water. No.
对，然后这个。 卡利亚蛇呢，在这个湖中就建构了他自己的一个城市，他的妻子跟他的孩子们都跟他一起住在这个湖里。好，卡利亚就是把这个湖已经变成他的王国了。
So this is the how Krishna knows this and how Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami says, how when Krishna saw that Kaliya was staying inside Yamuna and he is completely polluted Yamuna water and he was so much envy because Kaliya was so much envy.
然后这个, Sukadeva Goswami 也描述了就是这个 卡利亚蛇呢, 他就来进驻了这个地方, 扎穆纳河的这个地带, 然后带着他的妻子孩子们, 就在这里, 然后他的天性是那么的嫉妒, 这个卡利亚蛇, 非常的嫉妒。
And in the sixth verse, he mentioned how Krishna climb on Kadamba trees. Krishna Kadamba Vadi Ruddha Tato Ati Tunga Masportyam Garasanu. So he was climbing on the Kadamba trees and he jumped to the water. So he mentioned all surrounding, everything, all the trees, plant was finished, but how the Kadamba tree was alive? He one Kadamba tree, climbed the Kadamba tree and he jumped.
那接下来呢, Sukadeva Goswami 他又描述了 Krishna 是如何爬到一棵高耸的一个 Kadamba 树上, 准备来跟 Kaliya 作战, 描述他这个准备的这个状态呀, 然后他怎么样去跳进这个毒水, 毒水中, 而这个按照前辈灵性导师的解释, 就是还有讲到就是所有的 这些树其实都死了, 可是这株 Kadamba树 竟然还活着。
So here Krishna two things Sukadeva Goswami mentioned. He was so much envy and also he was living there many years.
Sukadeva Goswami 说到这个卡利亚是本性生性嫉妒, 而且他住在这个地方已经住了很多年了。
And he was staying in Vrindavan and drinking Yamuna water.
他一直待在 Vrindavan, 而且还喝饮着Jamuna的河水。
And the mentality is very bad mentality.
他在 Vrindavan, 这样的一片圣地中, 可是却带着这么的可怕的恶毒的心态。
Actually, it does not match.
这个很不搭配吧。
Like we got the human form, and human life is the great gift of God.
A great what? Human form is great, great what?
Human life is great gift of God.
Great?
Great gift.
Oh, gift, I see. 就像我们得到了人体生命, 人体生命是我们所得到的最巨大的礼物。
And if you keep this human form and the envy things in your mind, crooked things, it is not good. Because who is the crooked? Who is the animal? They have become envy or crooked. But if human will become like that, but it is not so. So it means those who stay in Vrindavan, the place is a higher place and the mentality is very lower mentality.
所以这个卡利亚蛇跟文达文是非常的不搭的，非常的他不配住在文达文这样的圣地，因为文达文是一个如此的崇高的一块土地，然后卡利亚蛇的心态是那么的邪恶，那么的低等。 就像我们得到人体生命是一个最巨大的礼物，应该用来从事最高等的活动，可是人们却把人体的生命浪费掉了，来从事一些低等的动物的行为，一样的状态。So
you can understand how if you were taking the form like in human form, so why we should not keep this envious and crookedness in our mind.
因此我们说 当我们得到了这个最大的礼物，这个人体的生命的时候，我们不应该在心中还藏有那种不正直的、邪恶的这种心态。
Like Vrindavan, it is highest place, and if you stay in Vrindavan, highest place, and keeping your mind crookedness, then yes, it is not fit for this.
就像是 Vrindavan 是最崇高的圣地，可是，在 Vrindavan 住在那里的人，如果他心中带有这种不正直、这种嫉妒的心态，那么他就不配住在 Vrindavan 那个地方。
It means if we accept Krishna consciousness.And still we remain in crookedness, we keep our crookedness and envious. So this is not good, not fit for that.
这意味着，如果我们想要追求 Krishna 知觉意识，想要变得有 Krishna 知觉，但是同时我们却又放不掉自己内在的那些污染。好，那些可怕的嫉妒，那些不正直，这种弯曲的不光明磊落的这种心态的话，那么这肯定是不相容的两样东西。有 Krishna 知觉意识，就不可能有这些不好的低等的这种心态。
So this is the how this is the Sukadeva Goswami gives our Acharya gives the.commentary how that tree was alive and he narrated the Jiva Goswami and according to the Goswamis they give the commentary how that tree was remain alive because the Garuda was keep some nectar that tree when Garuda came brought nectar from heavens so once he was sitting that the Kadamba tree and he put somenectar there. That's why the Kadamba tree was alive because it could not die.
那为什么这个卡利亚蛇所处的这个湖中的旁边四周树都死光了，就唯独有这一棵 Krishna 爬上去的 Kadamba 树是活着呢？根据这个前辈的这些灵性导师 Goswami 们他们所做的这个解释还有 Sukadev Goswami 他们所说的是这样的，是因为Garuda 他有一次来到了这株 Kadamba 树，然后他就把带来了这个甘露水，把那个甘露水洒在这棵 Kadamba 树上。因此他活下来了，他不受这个毒，这些卡利亚身上的毒的影响。
So this year in Vrindavan, they have the Kumbh Mela. You know Kumbh Mela?
今年在 Vrindavan 有一个Kumbh Mela.
Because where did this nectar drop? That place, they take bath in that.Tithi. So Vrindavan also the government arranging they clean the Yamuna and they put the tent and they're inviting people come and take bath. They have big festival in this one and a half month.
In this place?
Yes.
You mean in Kaliya's lake,
yes,
right?
Yes. In Vrindavan, yeah, that place in Vrindavan.
那今年呢就是这个 Maharaj said this year.
Yeah, this is now going on. This 14th chapter already Chief Minister came and inaugurated that the Mela. Chief Minister came in UP, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister came and inaugurated that in the festival.
I just confirmed the time. This year, but okay, anyway, this year.
This year already.
Maharaj, don't speak too fast, please.
This is February 14th. So they started, the Chief Minister inaugurated the festival, which is held, already started the festival. For 14th, they start. In February. That's the three, four days before they start. And it will continue end of March. 23rd, they finish the last bath, bathing. People will take bath. All the sadhus, they will come and they take bath. 23rd, that is the last day. The Kumbh Mela.
Now, Maharaj said that 就现在我们在讲的这个卡利亚蛇从事的，就是这个逍遥时光的地方，那就是印度政府在那个地方，他们举办了一个昆巴梅拉，然后就是邀请了很多的圣人来这个地方，就在马拉吉讲的这个地方卡丹巴树，这个撒下甘露水的地方，然后他们有为期大概有一个半月的时间，会一直延续到3月份吧，就有这个昆巴梅拉，然后邀请这些圣人们来到这个地方，沐浴。
So how he was so crooked? Because he is not that time. It is like from his childhood he was become crooked, Kaliya.
这个卡利亚蛇呢，他是从小，他就是非常的就是。非常的邪恶的不正直、
And the Kaliya's the mother she's also like that.
卡利亚舍的妈妈也是如此。
And Kaliya's the sister the mama sister she was actually good. She was like she is the Garuda's mother.
Garuda's mother.
Yes, Kaliya's mother's sister is Garuda's mother.
Garuda's 的母亲是卡利亚的阿姨。
Her name is Vinata. Vinata.
Vinata.
Yes, Vinata. And Kaliya's mother's name is Kadru.
Kaliya's 的母亲的名字叫 Madru.
Kadru, Kadru.
Kadru,
Yes, and both are and both are also but he was so the Kaliya was so much envious and crooked, so both sister was they have some argument, they have question and answer, they came to point, they have some talk.Both between them.
Kaliya and Kaliya's mother's and sister?
Yes, Kaliya's mother and Garuda's mother, they both are sisters. They talk. They have between talk, between one point. They have make vow. Because Kaliya mother put one question, what is the color of sun god horse tail? What is the color of sun god's horse tail?
Sun god's what?
Sun god horse, you know, horses.
Horses.
Because sun god has...The chariot in Shangard, you know, Shangard, and they have the horse in chariot, you know. Horse.
Maharaj, can you write down? Because I don't really understand what is horse. What's that?
Horse. H-O-R-S-E-S. Like in chariot of Arjun, there is a horse, no? How chariot goes? The horse.
You say horse?
Yes, horse.
Horse, not her hurch. Okay, horse. Okay.
Horse.
有一次 Garuda 的妈妈 ，Garuda 的妈妈跟卡利亚的那个。母亲他们两个就在谈就是太阳神的马是什么颜色的
So he, they have a question, how he was crooked, it was mentioned in many Puranas, these stories, this katha, the incident.
So Garuda's mother and Kaliya's mother, they are talking about this, right?
Yes, and they have, when Kaliya mother asks, what is the color of the sundered horse tail?
所以卡利亚的妈妈就在问说，这个太阳神的马匹是什么颜色的？
So she says white.
然后他就回答说是白色的。
So Kaliya mother says not white, it is black.
卡利亚的母亲就说不是，不是白的，是黑色的。
So they want to test it. They want to go and see if he is white, then if you right, then I will become your servant. And if you wrong, then I will become your servant. They both have this challenge.
所以他们彼此，卡利亚的母亲跟嘎鲁达的母亲，他们彼此就在挑战。如果你说对了，我就当你的仆人。可是如果你说错了，你就要当我的仆人。
So, when Kaliya knows this thing, and he knows actually sun gods, the horse, the tail was actually white, means the Garuda mother word is right, and his mother word is wrong. So he knows it is a mother, mama, it is you are wrong, then you become servant to her. Then he says, no, you do something.So Kaliya was so crooked. He says, okay, when the both of them went to see the horse, distance place, you said you can, I because he was the serpent, the Kaliya was a snake. So he went and he was hanging, he was surrounding the tail because Kaliya was black. So in from distance, it looks like, because he covered the tail,And it looks like black. Although it was white, but the Kaliya was surrounded by the tail. So from distance place, it looks like black. So he was sitting. Understand?
Yes, yes. So surround the horse tail, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. 那这个，所以这个 Garuda 的母亲说，太阳神的马是白的，可是卡利亚的蛇的妈妈说是黑色的。可是这个卡利亚呢，他就是很这个很奸诈，哦，就是他就是不诚实，他就是为了要护持他自己的母亲，不想让他的母亲成为嘎鲁达的妈妈的仆人，他就他们要去证实太阳神的这个马到底是什么颜色的时候，卡利亚明明知道他自己的妈说错了，是嘎鲁达的妈妈说白色的说对了，所以卡利亚就把用他自己的蛇的身体捆住这匹马的尾巴，让这只马看起来，从尾巴看起来就是黑色的。
So and you understand no, how so the Kaliya trick and although the Garuda mother was right.But by tricky, by their crookedness, they prove no, the tail was black, although it was white. And she become, the Garuda mother become servant of Kaliya mothers.
所以就是因为这个卡利亚呢，他耍诈，好，玩这个心机耍诈，所以就变成本来嘎鲁达的妈妈讲的明明是对的，可是由于他耍诈了，所以就变成嘎鲁达的妈妈就是本来说对了，然后变成说错了，要成为卡利亚的妈妈的仆人。
So how he so this way when Garuda knows at last, so he said mother, this is the Kaliya, so this is happen your answer was right, but the Kaliya did like this, and because I saw the sun god horse tail was white, so when Kali, you know these things, the Garuda knows, then he says, okay, what to do? Already I am become her servant, how to? So he says, and the Garuda was powerful words, and he says, how to? I want to release you from her servants. So so he says, okay, they ask what, because they knows the Garuda will be killed, Kali and all his families, because he's so much powerful. So they ask what you need that you can free from my mother to this, from the servant, no? So he says, okay, we need the nectar from heavens. We need nectar. When you will drink the nectar, then Garuda cannot kill us, because you will drink the nectar, so you will become alive, become like immortal. So no one can kill you, no one can kill us. So that was the plan.
Mm-hmm. So the Kaliyas, they think they need a nectar from the heaven. This way, Garuda cannot hurt them, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. 然后 Garuda 就看到他母亲就被耍了，结果母亲本来说的答案是对的， Garuda 妈妈 的妈妈说的是对的，可是现在竟然被卡利亚耍诈，变成就是当了卡利亚的母亲的仆人。但是就是Garuda呢，他其实是非常强大、很有力量的，他也想把他的母亲从这个仆人的这个身份中解救出来。所以这个时候呢，其实卡利亚他们 家族都很害怕，他们觉得Garuda这么有力量，他们如果就是不想点办法，他们肯定要被杀死的。所以他们就想办法，希望能够从天堂那边弄来一些甘露洒在自己的身上，能够保护自己，能够免于一死。嗯。So
it is mentioned in many sastras how then Garuda agreed, then he went to heaven, and it was I don't want to narrate this is the whole story, how he snatched the nectar from heaven, because it was very tight security place. No one can go there and no one can snatch the nectar. But Garuda was so powerful. He went and he success. He snatched the nectar. And the Indra says, this is the nectar, and this is because you are the powerful, and you are the because he's the Lord's carrier. So he says, this is the, if you, they will get, they are the crooked people, they can do anything. So he's, now don't worry, I will give, and I will not give any drop, any nectar to them, but I'll deliver them, and I will free from my mother. Then I will do. Don't worry. I will. So this is the story. How this is the incident happened. He Garuda brought that nectar, and when he was bringing the nectar, he was there in that tree. So that's why the tree was live. It was not dried up.
You say the Garuda get a nectar from the heaven. Indra gave him the nectar, and then he spilled the nectar.
He was carrying the nectar. He was just a few minutes. He seated that tree, the Kadamba tree, which Krishna climbed the river, the Yamuna, near Yamuna, no, the shore of Yamuna. That's why that tree was not dead, because it was nectar there. So that's why the poison could not affect that tree.
Okay, I just translate wrong about, you say it's Garuda to get the nectar, not the Kaliya to get the nectar, yeah. Because he get the nectar in order to release his mother, Garuda's mother, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Garuda got the nectar, not Kaliya.
Yeah. 那这个我刚才 讲颠倒了，是 Maharaj 讲的是说 Garuda 是 Garuda 不是卡利亚，是 Garuda 想要去天堂找这个甘露 把他的妈妈，因为他的妈妈嘎鲁达的妈妈不是被耍了吗？被卡利亚耍了，结果成了这个卡利亚的妈妈的仆人。所以这个嘎鲁达为了要解救他的母亲，他就去找天帝英爪，去天堂那边寻求这个甘露，来想要把他的妈妈就是解救出来。可是他拿着这个甘露水的时候，就是天帝英爪也很担心，因为这个是很厉害的甘露水，所以他然后刚好就是嘎鲁达拿着这个甘露的时候，经过就是经过我们刚才讲的 Maharaj 讲的那棵 Krishna 爬上去的那个 Kadamba 树的时候，这甘露水就是洒落了几滴，就是在这个 Kadamba 树上，所以这棵树就活了下来，它没有死，所以这个是长生不死的甘露。
So,
yes.
So, that through also Krishna, and this is the behind the pastime, how Kaliya, and after that, how Kaliya came to that place.
那这个是讲述为什么这棵卡丹巴树会是唯一生存下来的树的原因。那接下来就是要讲那卡利亚他怎么会来到 Vrindavan 的这个贾穆纳河的这个地方来到这里呢？
Actually, when Garuda took that nectar and released her mother from that service, that situation, so then she, then Garuda become angry and he chased to Kaliya, and Kaliya was running because Garuda was behind to kill him. So Kaliya was completely running, and because this place in Yamuna and the Yamuna river, the Garuda cannot come inside the Yamuna river because this is the course the Saugurimani gave to Garuda. And that's why he knows this place Garuda cannot come. So that's why he was take shelter in that place.
那就在这个 Garuda 就是拿了这个甘露水给他的母亲，把他的母亲给解救出来之后， Garuda 其实当时还是很生气，他很气这个卡利亚，就是害了他的母亲，所以他就一直追赶着这个卡利亚，卡利亚就一直就是仓皇的逃命，他就一直跑到就是这个 Vrindavan 的这个 Jamuna 河畔，这个 Jamuna 河的这个地方，他躲到这里来，因为这个地方Saubari Muni 曾经诅咒 Garuda 不能来这个地方，所以卡利亚来到这个湖，就是他等于得到了一种庇护，因为 Garuda 没办法来到这里。
So I will not narrate about Saugari Muni because it will be take too much time.
那我今天就没有要讲这个 Saugari Muni 的这个逍遥，因为今天的时间可能不够时间讲。
And how he was actually just we can. Little remember because it will come in 17th chapter all the stories how he came and how he was so I don't want to now narrate this because it will come next chapter, so we'll go through this how it is happened, what happened, so how he was although he was so crooked and how Krishna will take it outfrom the Yamuna water and how he will go through this because it will come next.
关于这个 Saubari Muni 他如何诅咒 Garuda 的这个故事在第17章中会有详细的说明，所以我们今天就不打算详述这个故事，但是今天最主要就是告诉大家这个卡利亚蛇他到底有多么的就是多么的就是邪恶，多么的这个奸诈， 他这种手腕就是邪恶的手腕，所以就是让我们知道为什么 Krishna 要把卡利亚从这个 Vrindavan 铲除，把他赶走的原因。
So he was prepared and he was ready and he climbed that tree and he jumped and he was not jumping, he was just flashing the water and just making sound. So Kaliya was completely shocked because he knows nothing can fall, even the leaf cannot fall inside his water. And who is enter my water and making sound? So he was shocked.
当时 Krishna 就是跳进了这个卡利亚湖中的时候，这个卡利亚蛇他真的是惊呆了，他太震惊了，因为他是非常的就是骄傲的，他觉得他的地区是没有人可以侵犯他的领域，这个地方这个湖呢连叶子啊，连叶子都不敢掉下来，然后更何况是又是谁呢？因为 Krishna 以各种的方式拍打出这个水面的声音，就是搅动这个湖水，发出了巨大的声响。所以卡利亚听到这些声音，他就知道有人闯进了，他真的无法容忍，他觉得非常的震惊，怎么会有人敢来到这个领域呢？
So that's why Sukadeva Goswami said, even when grass can fall there, that can also burn. That's so much the poison is there.
What burn?
Even grass, blade of grass fall down.
Oh, he, oh, 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 oh,掉进这个湖都会立刻瞬间都被烧干，对，怎么有人来这个地方呢？怎么有人敢来呢？
And you can imagine how the poison is so powerful, but Krishna, because he is the supreme person, he was just playing that water. Although that water was so much poison, it was like burning.But Krishna was jumped and not jumped. He was just playing and flushing the water and happily he was just making the sound.
这个地方真的是很可怕，就是连草掉下去都会立刻被火烧毁，就是那种因为那里的湖水实在是太毒了，太热了，但是只有至尊人格守神 Krishna敢以这种架势来到这个地方，而且他还很气派的在那边玩水，他完全不顾一切的，哪怕那个湖水充满了毒，充满了这种热气，灼烧的热气，可是他完全不受打扰的，非常的开心的在那个卡利亚湖中，在那边戏水，搅动这个湖水，发出各种巨大的声音。
And we know in India there's so much poisonous snake. If you bite, if you don't give medicine immediately, it's very difficult to save their life. Immediately people die. Many people die because if timely they will get medicine, they immediately can cure. Otherwise, immediately because so much poisonous snake there in India, many places.
You say many places in India. What?
Yes, so much poisonous snake. See, if they will bite, somebody, if they will not give proper time medicine, they will not get, they will die.
Okay. Maharaj 说在印度有很多种毒蛇，那种蛇实在太毒了，以至于如果你被毒蛇咬到，如果没有立刻解毒的药给它吃的话，那真的是会立刻必死无疑。
That's why in Bhagavata many places it is says this is the Kala because the serpent is like death person fight.
这就是为什么在圣殿伯加瓦坛，蛇它都一直代表着这个死亡的人格化身。
Like the color, the time, how the time is taking us, taking our all everything. So the snake also like that, the kala sarpa, it can take you and take out everything from you. So this is that's why it is the death personified, they say in kala.
Kala. I don't understand. Which kala?
So it is kind of kala. Kala means it is death personification.
所以这个蛇就代表着这个死亡的化身啊，就是它可以瞬间就可以拿走我们所有的一切。
It means death. Death is coming, you know. If like snake is like there, the representation of death.
所以这个当我们看到蛇的时候，就意味着好像死亡到来一样的那个意思。
So that's why. Many places in Bhagavatam it is says, so the kal means the time. The kal sapa means time is taking everyone's life, no?
Maharaj, you say kal, I really don't get this.
Kal means the time. Okay, don't.
You say kal?
Color. Not color.
Time.
Okay, don't do. Oh, Krishna. Okay.
sorry, Maharaj. I didn't get it.
Okay, no problem. So this is the how Kaliya was when he was shocked because Krishna was. Playing and he thought who can come enter my kingdom, my water, and was playing and making sound with this.
所以卡利亚他真的是太惊讶了，谁这么大胆，竟然敢闯入我的领域，而且还这么的，这还这么的，就是发出这种各种的声响来制造这种骚动呢？
But because he was so much crooked and so much envious, he could not understand who can come, the supreme person, because some powerful person can come, because who can conquer the poison, no? That person can come, who can come, no? So because he has so much proud about his poison, because that poison he can kill everyone.
因为这个卡利亚呢，他是那么的骄傲哦，他觉得他的毒实在够毒了，有谁敢进来他的领域呢？那因为他处在那种这种极度的嫉妒跟那种邪恶的这种心态中，所以他没有办法去辨识，他是在疯狂的状态，他没有办法去辨识有谁哦，什么至尊主，他根本就没有办法有这种。知觉状态可以去理解，所以他想说谁这么大胆竟敢闯进我的王国。
Sometimes we have so much proud about our the material strength, the Kaliya like Kaliya.
有些时候我们真的很像卡利亚，我们也真的很以我们自己的物质的力量为傲，觉得自己非常了不起，谁敢来挑战我们呢？
So that's why we sometimes could not recognize the God, could not recognize Krishna, could not recognize devotee, we could not recognize good things.
对，就是因为我们有时候有卡利亚的这种内心的这种骄傲，不知天高地厚的，所以我们眼中就是有眼无珠，目中无人，我们没有办法辨识谁是神，没有办法辨识好坏。没有办法认出一个真正的奉献者，我们是那么的愚蠢，那么的骄傲。
So, please, this is the lesson
to take out this, if you have that, this type of mentality, so we cannot recognize Krishna.
所以我们要从这个故事里头，逍遥中，逍遥时光中，我们学习到的一个功课，就是我们要把这些卡利亚拥有的这种邪恶的、嫉妒的、愤怒的这些不正直的，好，这种品质给去除掉。这样子，我们如此，我们才有办法真正的去认识 Krishna。
So Kaliya started, and we know how he he come and he wants to bite Krishna, and to so this is the next time we'll discuss, because time now time is
not.
So we'll, next time we'll discuss. If anybody have question or comment or something,
okay. Maharaj 说，下一次再继续讲接下来的逍遥时光。那看看现在大家有没有奉献者们有没有问题，可以现在提出来。有问题的人或者是可以直接打开麦克风。
So what we learn from this, because it's very good, one of the Krishna's the nice pastime, Krishna's all our pastime, but we have learned so many.
其实卡利亚的这个逍遥时光是就是非常非常重要的啊 Krishna 所从事的逍遥时光的一个重点。那奉献者们是不是从这里有学习到什么可以发上来啊？就是大家可以说一下自己从这个逍遥时光中学习到什么，有什么体悟可以说一下。
Okay.
It seems that, you know, yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 好的。
那个，谢谢 Maharaj 和谢谢翻译。我的问题就是刚才讲课讲到了，如果一个人要想得到 Krishna， 就要必须去除了像卡利亚那样的邪恶的品质。那靠我们自己的能力是没有办法去把这些品质不好的品质拿走的，肯定是需要 Krishna 的仁慈。那这个就是什么在先，什么在后？仁慈在先，还是？拿了这个品质才能得到仁慈。
OK OK， 好的好的，谢谢你，我了解你的意思，谢谢你 Mataji。 OK， 谢谢你。好 Maharaj Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Yes Yes Maharaj Mataji mentioned that you talk about in order to get Krishna's mercy in order to approach KrishnaWe have to get rid of such kind of Kaliya's evil mentality, correct?
Yes.
But she said actually it seems that it's not that easy. It seems that we need the Lord Krishna's mercy. Or how can we get rid of the evil mentality, the low, our low quality, how to get rid of this, so we need the Lord's mercy. So she would like to know, to get Lord's mercy first, then to get rid of the evil quality. Or we have to get rid of the evil quality first, and then we can get the Lord's mercy.
Actually, it is simultaneously. When you get the mercy of Lord, then it will go away. This bad quality will go away. Evil qualities go away.
马哈拉吉 说，事实上这个是同步进行的。当一个奉献者得到主的仁慈的时候，他一得到仁慈，事实上这些内在的这些邪恶的品质就会一扫而空。那。
So, when you receive that mercy means when you listen properly, intensely. If you listen, if you thinking and if you remember intensely, so this is when as soon as our mind go to intensely to thinking, remembering Lord's pastime, that means that we got the mercy, and that will finish our these bad qualities.
当我们非常的专注热切的聆听荣耀意念 Krishna 的所从事的这些这些逍遥时光，聆听 Krishna 的 Katha， 所有这些意味着当我们在很专注的很好的在接收这些东西的时候，意味着我们就是在得到至尊主的仁慈，因此我们能够去除心中的所有那些邪恶的品质。
As soon as we are attached to Krishna Katha, it means Lord, we got the mercy.
当我们被 Krishna 的话题所吸引的时候，这已经是意味着我们已经得到仁慈了。
Because eagle mind could not accept Krishna Katha, we could not attract Krishna Katha. It means we are...
因为邪恶的心，一颗邪恶 的心是没有办法就是容得下 Krishna 谈论 Krishna 的话题的，邪恶的心听不进的。
It is not first we'll clean and then we'll chant the Maha Mantra. No, simultaneously it will clean. When we chant, it can also finish. It can our the bad mentalities, it will go away.
所以并不是说我们一定要把所有的邪恶品质 都清干净了，然后我们才可以开始来念诵 Krishna 的圣名，来聆听 Krishna 的逍遥，不是这样的，是同步进行的。当我们开始聆听 Krishna 的逍遥，来荣耀 Krishna 的圣名，这些同时就可以净化我们，所以我们是同步进行，我们来从事这些奉爱服务的这些活动，然后我们就得到仁慈，就能够净化掉内心中的这些不洁。
Sometimes they ask question, no? As long as I will not, like this is the general things. Oh, if I will not clean, how I will become, how I can chant? So, when you chant, you will become clean.
所以有人会
think, when I will clean, when I will become clean, then I will chant. No.That when you chant, you will become clean.
所以有的人会说，就是等我把我的心中的不洁清干净之后，我再来做奉爱服务，我再来念诵主的圣名。我们的方式不是这样的，我们应该是直接就念诵圣名，就是聆听 Krishna 的话题，应该是要同步做这件事情。当我们这么做的时候，自然的我们才有办法有阳光，才能够驱赶走这些黑暗的。
OK
可以吗？
可以，谢谢，非常感谢。
好，谢谢曼德君。OK Maharaj, this is fromVashana Sundari Mataji. He said, thank you, Maharaj, you are sweet nectar. And thank you for Shama Sundari's sweet translation. He said, through the listening and chanting, such, devotional service, we can get rid of the bad quality in our hearts. And then this way we will be ready to welcome Krishna to come to our heart. So we have to remain Krishna consciousness all the time. This way, then such kind of evil quality, would not, appear in our hearts.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
This is her takeaway. Yeah. This is not a question. This is, what she got from, your lecture.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, yes.
谢谢 Vashana Sundari Mataji. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yes, when you remember, when you chanting and remembering, so this way, if you properly you do, then it will take away our eagle mind, the bad consciousness.
是的。 这个 Vashana Mataji Sundari Mataji 说的很对的， 就是通过这个意念、聆听、唱诵等这些奉爱服务， 可以真的可以全然的去除掉我们心中这些所有的恶劣的这种不洁的这种品质。
And instead of you doing and you are not if you are, instead of you doing these things, if you are not clean, it means we are doing something wrong. We are doing some aparad, some offense. That means we are doing some offense.
那马哈拉吉刚才讲了，我没有翻到，就是说他说是要很好的，如果我们能够很恰到好处的去从事这些聆听唱诵啊，意念 Krishna 的这些奉爱服务的话，但是马哈拉吉说，可是如果我们做了这些事情，可是心中却没有那些心中的不洁却没有去除的话，那表示 我们一定有做了一些冒犯，我们要去警觉到可能有一些事情有一些冒犯，所以才没有就是按照这样的这种游戏规则这样子，就是做奉爱服务可以铲除心中所有的这个不好的品质。如果没有办法这样，表示有一定有一些冒犯，有一些不恰当，有一些方法没有做对这样子。
Is it okay? Thank you.
好，谢谢，很感谢所有的奉献者的参与，谢谢大家。如果还有问题的话，没关系，就是你们可以在群组可以再继续发，然后我会给 Maharaj 下一次还可以回答的，没有问题。也谢谢你们的问题。So Maharaj.
Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for everyone.
Thank you so much. 很感谢所有的人，所有的奉献者的参与，感谢你们。Hare Krishna.